Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, y'all, it's spring, and you know what that means. It's time to start planning our summer festival traveling. Yep, it's time to get into my Airbnb bag cross-country, a.k.a. Time to visit my homes all across the country. And you know what I never think about? Why not list my own spot on Airbnb and host some folks at my house? I mean, my house is cute. Yes, let's make money while we're spending money. Just trying to help you out, man, because your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio.
Here we go. Remix. Suprema.
Suprema roll call. Oh, Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Stop laughing, Steve.
Suprema. Suprema roll call.
This is the picnic.
Yeah.
As you do know.
Yeah.
The role of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Is played by Tigolo.
Roll call. Where are you at?
Suprema.
Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
My name is Sugar.
Yeah.
I bring the folly.
Yeah.
I brought some smokes.
Yeah.
My niece Molly.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
I'm unpaid bill.
Yeah.
Feeling nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hoagies.
Yeah.
And Water Ice.
Roll call.
Hey.
Suprema. Suprema.
That's water
roll
with
call.
A D. I know.
Suprema. Suprema roll call. It's Laia.
Yeah.
And it's Bruce Picnic.
Yeah.
And y'all better get ready.
Yeah.
Because we about to kick it.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Who's next?
Suprema. Suprema roll call.
My name is Lonnie.
Yeah.
And I am here.
Yeah.
Straight from Harvard.
Yeah.
Just for this year.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Who's next?
Suprema. Suprema roll call.
My name is Woodbees.
Yeah.
I'm of an elephant.
Yeah.
If this was BT.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say I'm too intelligent.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Who's next?
Suprema. Suprema roll call.
My name is Dave.
Yeah.
I'm from the sea.
Yeah.
From New England.
Yeah.
I can proud to be.
Roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Suprema.
Suprema roll call. Suprema. Suprema roll call.
Yeah. That was dope.
Wow, man.
Audience participation.
Where is Tigolo?
Where is Fonte?
The mean streets of Philadelphia somewhere.
He's getting cigarettes.
Yeah, Fonte is out.
Always.
Getting cigarettes.
I got this whole couch to myself because usually his whole man spread it would take this whole thing.
Get right. Cozy over there.
Get cozy. Welcome to, is this our fourth outdoor Supreme thingamajigger?
I think so. Somebody knows. It's the fourth. There we go.
Yeah, it's at least four. Yes, it's four. Started with Mark Lamont Hill, right?
Yeah. You're right. You're right. This is our fourth one.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another picnic.
Yes, thank you, sir.
The weather is nice. Everything. this year is the least stressful picnic.
Why, Mr. Questlove?
Even
sir?
Though it was drama filled. It was drama filled.
Oh, yeah, we all know that.
But it's least stressful. So
yes,
I want to thank everybody for coming.
This is the least stress he's ever looked. This is such a beautiful thing. I don't know. We all were talking about this. We didn't know if it was because you were microdosing, but
right. I'm still microdosing. Yeah. I mean,
everybody is today, honey. Right?
Why not,
dude? Usher had us up since 8 this morning rehearsing, so you know.
Who were you rehearsing with this morning?
Usher. Well, first of all, who came up with the fans?
So, can we talk about the fans for a hot sec?
Where did we get this merch from?
First of all,
is this Brittany, cousin Jake?
Yeah,
big
Brittany.
Up to Brittany and cousin Jake for making it happen.
Yo, give a shout out to Brittany and cousin Jake who keep the lights on, keep the wheels turning along with Lightyear.
Truth be told, a bitch is going through Perry, so I also was like, I know all my ladies would really appreciate this.
So is this
I
bitch.
Feel like we're official. This is our merch.
Yeah. I know. And Amir, it's not paper.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's like
this
fabric.
Is fancy.
This is good shit.
This is fancy. I dig this.
Thank you, Brittany. Would you like to show everybody the shirt? Can y'all, Brittany, keep the lights on. Show everybody the shirt. Isn't it beautiful? Okay. Yeah, yes, working
Brittany,
out. Yes. That's how our producer do.
No, and also, Brittany, you know, shout like out to our supporters here. Oftentimes, we don't get to see the faces that listen to the show, and you know, we feel the love, and we thank you for sticking with us for what. We're like six years now.
Seven.
Is it really that long?
Wait, 7 years?
Yeah, I think we 7.
Wait, what year is this?
This is 23. Do y'all know the answers? Because we don't. Oh, Jake said it's 7 years.
Yeah. 7.
As of February.
We January. Started. Is that Brian? Damn.
Brian Calhoun and Don.
There
oh,
is.
My God.
Wow. So
Brian
all my managers here.
He keeps the lights on. Don White, she keeps the lights on. Shout out to everybody.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes.
Here's beautiful. A nice piece of information. The first ever Questlove Supreme was actually me, and it's being released this week.
This week.
Is that true?
Yes.
Finally,
yes.
After 7 years.
And why is it being released, Bill?
I wanted to wait till our 10th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
But
you know, let's just do it. You know what I mean?
On top of the fact that he keep getting nominated for Tonys, so...
No,
that's right.
That's not true. That's very nice of you, though.
That's right. Give it up.
For a Tony?
Are you guys aware that everyone has, like, legacy here, that it's not about me, it's about like the team. Like we know Fontigolo, but Bill Sherman is Dr. Tony here. Like besides Hamilton in the Heights, what else?
And Juliet.
Juliet.
Our
oh
best
God,
thing is
so
we
good.
Work on Sesame Street. That's our
So of course, like if your kids watch Sesame Street, he's the reason why I was on Sesame Street. Like he writes all the songs.
For the children.
And he's really unexpectedly tall.
Back, you said
tall working for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, back when I had 18 jobs, one of those jobs, you had James Poison and I do some music for Pharrell's song on Sesame Street. So
Bees
for Books. That was my
good song.
Bucket list. Steve, of course, who's an avid jazz head, in addition to being the engine, like, you know, he's... engineered or co-engineered all the albums that we love, like Voodoo and like all the common stuff, like Water for Chocolate. Like Steve is the engineer's engineer, but you know, Steve is also a really engaging figure. So, you know, I told him it's time for you to get from behind the boards and be in front of the boards. And you started your jazz label. And you know, we previewed this week the new project. What's it called?
It's called Plum. Feature the first time you're on the label now with David Murray and Ray Angry.
This will be my second jazz album.
Aww.
Well, we had the Philadelphia Experiment back in
classic
2001, and now if you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm the king of like cryptic posts.
No.
So during the pandemic, we did it's not even a jazz record; it's a jazz box set.
It's like fusion something.
How many hours is this a record?
It's 2.5 hours, 4 LPs, and a.
Yeah, it's a jazz. So it's like limited edition or?
Everything's limited edition when you think about it, folks.
Who else is on your label? Who else?
Just all the greats in jazz right now, like David Murray and Eric Harland. And
this summer, can we make the announcement of what the next project is?
Well, we're dropping your album.
Right.
The first single's coming out in like 2 weeks.
Wait, jazz records have singles?
Jazz records have singles.
Okay.
Because we want to get on playlists.
Okay.
Cool. That's why.
All right.
So the first single from your box set's coming out in a couple weeks, and then we're going to drop the whole album digitally a month later, middle of July. You can hear the whole thing.
And then later this summer, can we tell them what we're going to work on next?
Well, yeah, unless what you're doing next interferes with what we're supposed to be doing.
What's he doing next?
Well,
so
listen,
many secrets.
Here's the deal. What I was planning on doing next just got pushed
so
to
cryptic.
September.
It's so cryptic.
So I kind of have the summer free to work on what
is
I'm talking
sly?
About now.
Okay. Is it Aristocrats?
Well,
no.
Right.
Is it the Aristocats?
It's called, yeah, it's Aristocats.
The Aristocrats
so
would be an
projects.
X-rated movie.
Is it Soul Train?
No, it's well, I mean, we announced that we're doing the LL
the tour.
The Grammy. You remember what y'all saw the Grammy thing?
That's gonna be a tour. Did y'all know that?
We're pushing it back a couple months to make it perfect.
Oh, then so then great. And if the Tonight Show is still on strike, we could actually
right.
Work four
so
days.
We can make more albums.
Shout
so basically,
out to the writers.
When I'm not working at the Tonight Show, then I get more jobs completed, so I can stop doing jobs.
Okay.
So
it's been an interesting break.
I feel like
you
we're boring. I feel like there's nothing.
And your math is
well, you
flawed.
And Steve are having cryptic talk. We don't know what y'all are talking about.
Okay, so if you remember the Bob James episode of Questlove Supreme, the last 5 minutes, we kind of talked about, hey, let's get in the studio together and make an album. If you don't know Bob
James.
Bob James is, you know, legendary jazz.
Oh, shit, that's dope.
All the samples. If you love Peter Piper by Run DMC, those are his drums. If you love Daytona 500 by Wu-Tang Clan. All that stuff, that's Bob James. Like, so many samples. So we're going to go and knock out a record because, you know.
Okay, tell us some more secrets.
That's it. You know, that's. But I will say that tonight.
Y'all, they know already.
They don't know.
Yes, they. Y'all know about tonight.
No. But here's the deal.
They know.
There's a look of terrified.
For the older people that are like, I might turn in early and not, you know, whatever.
Stay.
When I tell you, and look, we know that time is a
fickle thing.
Is a bottle.
Oh no, time is limited for some.
Time is
limited.
Right.
Time.
When I tell you,
time is limited.
If what I just learned. In the last 72 hours, if it comes to fruition, this will be the Roots Picnic to beat.
Historic.
Like, this is nothing. I had nothing to do with it. So I'm just saying that I got a phone call and I got a proposition about something. And it's happening. So
In case
you want to sort of kind of like, I might turn in at 7 o'clock or 8. You don't want to look on your Instagram and realize that you missed a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And so tonight's the thing to stay for.
Well, give some stuff out
anyway.
When you're talking. You know, if I give some stuff out, you won't feel so bored.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
we should just... We can have a real secret little, you know, it ain't but a few, you know, it's only a few of us, you know what I mean?
You know.
Can I just sing it? Can I sing a hint?
We can't, no, let it, like, okay. The thing about the surprise is let it be a surprise. But I'm just saying, no, stop looking at Laia. This is Questlove Supreme. No, this is why I hate live shows.
Ooh.
Look, I already told y'all enough. I told y'all that.
Shit. You've started a riot.
Anyway. What are y'all... Is this mutiny on
mommy,
the podcast?
Mommy, don't grab feels a like shirt, one. Mommy. Don't grab a shirt. You'll get a shirt later. My mother is jumping for a shirt.
I know. We'll hook you up with shirts.
Yeah, it's okay. You covered.
Yeah, so Steve is releasing jazz records. Laia, how's life?
Oh, life is good. I got a podcast here today. Shout out to Love and Grit. We got a podcast tomorrow at 5:30 here. We also
any special guest or
just a whole bunch of free shit. You know, they got a whole marketplace on the mountain. So y'all know we gonna have. I'm not saying that these Questlove Supreme goodies aren't good, but you know, we brought Questlove, so that you know what I mean. But Love and Grit, we need a little bit more. So we gonna have like some real dope shit. And make sure you listen to J.L.
Wait, Donald, is that you? Ha! Nice. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm really random. I'm really non sequitur.
This is good. Say hi to your friends.
No. It's not that. That's, you know, like one of my favorite group, Krugman, is Donald for me as a drummer. I hate to put you on blast like this, but hopefully we will get them to play the picnic the next year. But
who?
Krugman.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
They're here. So anyway, but you know, my passion for Wordle is deep, and you know, so when I see my fellow Wordle group members, I gotta give them a shout out. So what's up, man? How you doing? Well, wait a minute. Can you come to the stage real quick? Come to the stage.
Are you gonna do Wordle with him now?
Yeah, we're gonna play a game of Wordle. No, I mean, you know, I'm just, we're doing, you know, we're going a little rogue. We're going quasi.
It's a brand new Wordle.
It really is.
No, it'll be a mini interview. Only 2 minutes. That's all.
Should we put a clock on it?
Another roll call? Or
No.
Oh my God.
Cool.
Look, guys, we have one of those dope signers. Oh my God, and he's fly. Why are they all so fly these days?
Oh, shit.
What up, bro?
Can you sign that I'm bumping? Laia is bumping. Hey, how are you? I'm sorry. How are you? Welcome to the stage.
So, are you guys familiar with the instrumental trio, Krugman? Are you all?
Well, you're about to be.
Yeah, no, for real. Like, this gentleman is able to do something that I have yet to do, which is, I mean, you guys just sell out. I mean, you could probably sell out Madison Square Garden right now, like, 3 times. That I know you're, like, mad. embarrassed right now. No, but he is, as far as, like, drummers are concerned, he's, like, one of my favorite drummers. And, you know, if you're not into the group, you got to get into them. They're a trio. And anyway, so how's it going?
It's good, man.
All right. I know you came up here because you're a massive Isley Brothers fan.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Right. I have to say that at 6 p.m., it's going to be amazing.
Can you tell us just like one thing about that? Have you been able to hear it? The set?
Here?
The set. The Isley Brothers set.
I'm putting it together.
Oh, that's right. You're playing?
This is the only thing I'm doing at the picnic musically.
What? Wait.
The Roots aren't performing.
What? I thought you...
The whole goal, like, remember on the podcast when we were like, look, Amir, you have too many jobs?
Yeah.
So I was serious last year when I said the whole goal is that, you know, I want this festival to run itself without the Roots having to perform. Now, granted, last night we did our show at the Wells Fargo Center.
Y'all went to that?
Which, it was an important bucket list moment for Tariq and I because, like, you know, we always dreamed of playing the Spectrum or, you know, like, how many titles has that building had besides? There was the Spectrum. Wait, why you look disappointed?
No, because I was trying to think. Like, First Union.
Right. It was so many things. But last night we did, to a sold-out crowd, played the Wells Fargo.
The Spectrum, man. Say the Spectrum. That's what it is.
I still say this. Do you guys call it the Spectrum or do you call it Wells Fargo? That means y'all were born in the 90s.
Yeah.
See, I'm born in the 70s. We're forever going to call that the Spectrum. So, anyway.
Bom, 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 bom.
Anyway, so as a result, I mean, Tariq is still going to do his
mixtape thing.
And James Poison and I are going to do the Soul Aquarium thing. And we're backing up the Isley Brothers. I will have to, I want to make a quick announcement that it was supposed to be the Isley Brothers and Roy Ayers. Brother Ayers has fallen ill. Yes, he caught COVID over in Greece. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He's over in the hospital in Greece right now, recovering. He's doing well, but he won't be able to make it because he has to recover from COVID. But yes,
special we announcement.
Have it. Oh my God!
But do check out his QLS classic.
Suprema roll call.
Suprema. Suprema roll.
Give him a mic. Give him a mic.
Suprema.
Give him a mic. Here you go, one.
My name is Fonte.
Yeah.
I'm getting lit.
Yeah.
It's been an hour in an Uber.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
What a fucking entrance that was.
Yo, what's up? This is Fonte, Fontigolo from Team Supreme. Black representation in media is very important to me. I think it's important to have our stories told by people who look like us and who have shared in our common experiences. Some of my earliest influences were Donnie Simpson. I would also say Tom Joyner, Angela Stribling, Sherry Carter. They were just people who told our stories with a lot of class and dignity and were big inspirations to me. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast, The Center Black Voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, y'all. You know what season it is. Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now, listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you got to change your mind state. Make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? No, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at Airbnb.com/host.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Now, we just got started, Fonte.
Oh, shit, that was funny.
You cool, man?
I'm good, brother.
Tell me about your day, man. How was your morning?
I'm happy to be here. How y'all feeling? What up?
Hey, Althea. You looking pretty.
Nah, I'm good. You cool. Okay. Like, have a seat, man.
Tell us what happened.
I appreciate you.
What happened?
Bro, we ain't have no shuttles or nothing. Like, how we, like, talent, and we ain't got no shuttles and nobody come to pick us up? Like...
This is true, and I said, you know what? Fonte's used to us being in a shuttle, and that was
I just, you know what I mean?
All right, yeah. I promise you, next year
it's gonna be so much better from here on. I'm just telling you, today.
I know.
Okay,
I'm sure. Okay. Oh my gosh, is there a bar? The roll call was amazing.
I feel like the podcast is over. Like that was the best roll call we ever had.
Yes. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here, man.
So real quick, Donald. Just so I know, what is the future of the band? Of course, we know that Large has had a baby, so you guys are on sabbatical right now. Yeah. But like, are you guys doing a new record or?
Yeah, we're in the midst of working on a new record. Okay. It's pretty much done. We go in to mix it next month.
So, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Anyway, I had you in the deer in the headlights just to what Fonte got here, but thank you,
dude. Kismet moment here. We've collaborated and we've never met.
Really.
Yeah.
What do we got? Down for crumping.
That's a collaboration.
We were on Mac Miller, I'll Be There. Was that correct?
That's it.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Facts. Yeah. It's our first time meeting. Yeah, man.
Reunions. That's what the
picture
says.
I just found that out like a year or two ago.
Crazy.
Beans and cornbread.
Yep.
And it was, oh man, respect, bro. Respect.
Yeah, man. Right on.
Absolutely.
Wait, y'all did a cover of Beans and Cornbread by Louis Jordan?
No. It was a song, cut. I'll Be There by Mac Miller. It was
Okay. Yeah. I missed that part. I thought you meant.
Yeah, they did the
beans
track.
Beans and Cornbread out of sight. That's why I thought you meant the Malcolm X.
Nah, man, we did that joint. Yeah, that was like 2011, I think.
Long time.
10 something
ago.
A minute ago. But nah, good to meet, man.
Yeah,
for
nice
sure.
To meet
we'll
you.
Rap after this.
Yeah, for sure.
He flew up
once he found out that we were backing up the Isley Brothers today.
I couldn't miss this.
You know something, Facts. Though?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna ask you a question, and Fonte, you can answer this.
All right.
So I curated the set, the music that we're doing today.
Okay, for the Isleys.
For the Isley Brothers, gotcha. Right. The legendary 7 decades in the game Isley Brothers. And, you know, I happened to be hanging with some people yesterday that were born in the late 80s, early 90s. And so they asked me, like, hey, are you guys going to perform the C word? And yeah. I said, no. And, right. Right. And the shame that they put on me because we were not going to perform the song written by the artist that I guess we don't mention anymore.
Right.
And it wasn't even that. Like, it just totally, I totally forget that the Isley Brothers have a whole new identity.
Yeah.
To a generation.
Facts.
In the 90s. But, you know, I'm trying to cover, like, the classic samples and all that stuff. And so from 1 to 10, like, is Contagious also canceled or?
No, not for me. Listen, I mean, because when I, for me it was when, all right, when, look, oh, when he
don't start no booing when we don't do. Look, right, right. Listen, it's not in the set list.
My thing is, it's not. I don't think it's up to the audience. I think it's up to the artist. When Ron did so his verses, said, when Ron did his verses, he did all them R. Kelly records. He did all of them. Right. So if he good with it, then what the fuck we got to say about it? Like, that's his voice. Those are his records. He's standing on it, then shit.
He but that, saw the that girls was not, going in the
That
room.
Wasn't me taking a stand. That was me being neglectful. Like, I just,
right.
I forgot about Contagious. And
nah, that shit was a hit, man. I know
this, and I just heard that, you know, that if we don't do it, it might be a riot, and I'm, like, kind of worried now, because, like,
nah. Nah, I think for him, for Ron, for being, you know, the age that he is, and to still have his gift and have his voice, I mean, I think you celebrate his whole catalog. Whatever he wants to perform, if that's what he want to do, we don't know how many more times we're going to have this experience to be able to see him. We don't know how many, you know, how many more festivals he got. Man, let Ron cook, man. Let's play all that Mr. Big shit, man. Come on.
Yo, is that Bell Cole's punk ass in the audience?
Like, really? Like, the nigga in jail. Like, he can't, like, what we, you know how many times you got to play a R. Kelly song on Spotify for that nigga to get some damn oodles and noodles out the commissary? Like, this man is not a danger to no one anymore. All it's right, over. This nigga's there, never getting out of jail. It's over. Let Ron do his jams. Fuck that shit.
Fonte's here.
There you go. Fonte is here.
Speaking of set list, though.
What?
So, it's a historic weekend because this is also the return, not even a return, Little Brother.
That's right.
First
that's
appearance.
Right. Yeah. What night are you guys?
We're tomorrow, 3. We okay. go... We go right before Maverick City and City Girls. That's, yeah, good old the righteous and the ratchet right together. Just I love it. That's a perfect Sunday. It's great.
You know, not to bring up things that won't happen, but you know, I've shared this story with you guys before, but now I'm glad. Okay, I'm kind of glad that the weather is sort of in the condition it is now. Okay, so back when, before Usher graciously agreed to come and headline, back when we were in Diddy World, the first 3 weeks of planning, normally we start planning what we're going to do around February. And for about 3 weeks, we didn't even start with the music. We started with the conversation of, he said, if I do the picnic, I want to have the greatest intro of all time. And I'm like, well, okay, what does that consist of? And he was like, yo, I want to enter with a helicopter. And then I want to jump out the helicopter and parachute onto a target in the middle of the crowd. And, you know, I was like,
take that.
And I told him, I was like, yo, like, if, like, what if it's cloudy and this, I gave him a billion reasons. And he's one of them cats, like, if you say no to him, that'll just make him fight harder. So I had to like Jedi mind trick him and be like, hey, that is a good idea. And then suddenly he was like, all right, never mind. I don't want to do it. So, but, you know, I kept saying like, if it's cloudy or whatever, then we won't be able to do it because you can't have a helicopter this low on people and you guys get injured. You'd have to be up in the air and that's too dangerous. He's like, it's not going to be cloudy. And thank God I was right. It's cloudy.
It's very
cloudy.
Remember the time Diddy couldn't jump out the helicopter because it was cloudy? Remember that?
That is a story.
That's like a real sentence that was just spoken in a room full of people.
Diddy didn't jump out the helicopter at 54 years old.
Well,
cloudy. Yeah, man. So, yeah, there's that. How many minutes we got, Laia?
Oh, we got like 15 more minutes. Oh, right. We could do some questions and some giveaways.
Yeah, do some.
Stuff. Y'all want
take
to?
Over? You're a great host. I love this. You're an awesome host.
So no, I was just gonna say, why don't we like have a little bit of fun, do some QLS trivia a little bit, or anybody got we got questions? Cause like this is really the first time that we're dedicating this podcast thing to our listeners. So y'all tell us, y'all got questions? Y'all want we gonna have some fun? Casey, I already know you got questions. I already know. But in the meantime,
yeah, let Mel D. Cole's punk ass ask
Mel
the first
got a question.
Question.
All right, I'm coming.
The only person
Mel,
holding
can you come
a,
take the
a
mic
middle
back?
Finger.
And then I'm going to give
security, you rough as that.
Mel, you punking out?
Yo, throw his ass out.
You punking out?
Man, them cameras don't work. All right, this is my arch nemesis,
hello.
Mel D. Cole, always snarking on my Instagram.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Boo.
You know, I legit block people that like any comment that he puts on
why?
My...
Why?
Wow.
Why?
Because there's a price to pay for siding with Mel D. Cole.
You need to be humbled.
Wait, let me... I'll explain the genesis of our beef. Like, it's really not beef. Mel D. Cole used to make fun of a sweater that I used to always wear 24/7.
And where is it?
Right. And then I lost that sweater.
Where did it
but
go?
Who was it? What's her name? What's her name in Transformers?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. Right. She complimented that sweater, and I was like, "All right, now I'm really gonna wear this shit." And and he started hating because she liked it.
You didn't just wear it; you slept in it.
Yeah, dude.
You lived in it.
But yeah,
Megan
so
Fox.
That's my prerogative.
Dude,
Megan Fox. All right.
So what's your question, Mel?
I really don't have a question. I just want to tell you about
it. Does someone have a real question for Questlove Supreme?
Who has a real question? I really don't have a question. I was joking. Here we go.
Hi, Questlove.
Hello. Hi, Team Supreme.
And Team Supreme.
And Donald from Krungbin.
Everyone. Hi, everyone.
How you doing?
Hello. I am a Philadelphia native. West Philly. Born and raised.
West Philly now. Same. What part? Are you allowed to say?
Lancaster. I'm
not. Right.
So...
Out in
50, when like around 46.
Oh, this Lancaster.
Yes.
Down here.
Yes.
10 trolley. Yes. Okay, I got it. Good.
I am a starting podcaster myself. So my question will be, how did you start your podcast? How you get followers and viewing?
They forced me at gunpoint. No, wait, Laia, how did we start?
What?
Well, she
I don't even remember the genesis. Well, shit, you just reminded me that this is our seventh year.
Yeah. When did we start
how
the
we
show?
Start?
How did we start a podcast? She's starting her own podcast and wants to know how we
I waked
start.
And baked. I'm sorry.
She hung up on me.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think I came to you and said, hey, let's do a podcast.
This started, okay, so Steve.
I said, I'm a big star. You're a big star. You know, let's get together and we'll be a bigger star.
Steve had a collection. No, Steve had a collection of these fake radio shows that he would host when we were like 11 and 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and then I used to, I think everyone does that. Like everyone in our medium does the thing where they do like, hey, I'm a DJ, and then you do fake radio shows. And we were just like, hey, why don't we do this one day? And then I was a massive fan of Fonte's...
Gordon Gartrell Radio.
The Gordon Gartrell Radio show.
Wow.
That he did with former boss Bill. And
the shit I did when I was 11 was better than that, Fonte. All right.
And then Laia, of course, is a legendary Philadelphia radio personality.
Yeah, I don't know about legend, but
Power 99 and
I had
other
a lot of jobs here.
And then we yanked Bill in because he was our Well, Hamilton was red hot back in 2014, and
yeah, we needed
he was
his
our first
clout.
Guest.
Yeah, we needed his
I was
clout.
The first well, guest, I and called then you, I stuck around.
I called you because Maya Rudolph had to postpone a week, and we needed practice, so you
logically
were
the next step after Maya Rudolph is Bill
and that
Sherman.
Was a three-hour episode.
Absolutely.
So, To answer that question, I was even going to start a podcast. Definitely invest in like cameras or like, I mean, not you ain't got to buy big. You can use your phone. But if you're making a podcast now, you pretty much are shooting a TV show, basically. Like, if you don't have the video element, you have to have the video element to support the audio element. So at that point, it's like, why don't I just make a video show? So, yeah, have, you know, that's how you're going to sell it. So just whatever your thing is, like, you know, make sure you got your visuals for it.
And we are very slow to do that 100%.
Yeah. We got a whole soft launch on YouTube. It's like for those who know, you know,
an extremely soft launch.
Yeah, it's soft.
Y'all told me we were on YouTube and I was like, dude, I'm still in my pajamas.
Yeah, with your red lights. I know.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Okay. It's all about it's okay. It's real though. Okay.
Next question.
What's your name, Boo?
My name is Paul from the South Side of Chicago. I'm a fan of everyone on stage.
My guy.
Yes, sir.
See, I started talking like Common.
Yes, sir.
My guy,
yes,
Cole.
Sir.
Hey, what up, Joe?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what I want to know is, I guess I'm a fan of everybody on stage. I don't know about the two white guys, but I know, you know. But
Wait. Hang on 1 second. Is it possible we can get the microphones and the front monitors so we can hear what they're saying?
I heard him.
Who's on stage right now?
I got it.
Oh, that's go-go music. They're loud as hell. Anyway.
Okay, so what I want to know, this question is posed for Fonte.
Yeah.
Will we ever get a Ninth Wonder and Lil Brother project again?
No.
Give me that mic. Asking them good questions.
That's deep cut.
I believe that things could be mended. He's saying no now, but I'm willing that one day a reunion will happen. I'm willing it. Anything can happen. Right now, it's no.
Y'all better look at Fonte and believe him.
No. I get it.
All right.
I can show you, Ben. I can tell you.
That's
but
my brother.
I was saying, look, the Little Brother documentary, May the Lord Watch, is coming, and we talk about everything.
Can
so
I wait?
Put it right
can
here.
I ask something about the documentary?
Absolutely.
Is Ninth in the documentary?
No.
God damn, come on, man.
let me be clear. Let me be 100%. We reached out. We asked. You know, we were like, "Yo, be a part of this. You know, come tell your side, whatever." He never responded. So that's what it is.
He might have had an old number.
Oh no, I had the right number.
He's currently on my producer's thread right now. All right, next question.
My name is Moose. I'm from Philly.
Hi. No, I know. You're saying hi.
Peace.
10 minutes.
Good. But I had the privilege of going to Club Fluid for many years.
Yes.
Where Questlove was the DJ, and I wanted to find out, do you do any DJing local, like local spots like that?
You know what? Okay, so just last week or 2 weeks ago, when I guess the way that Janet Jackson scheduled her tour, you know, she was sort of a victim of the playoff circumstances. So she was actually trapped in Philadelphia for like 10 days while the Sixers were in the playoffs, not in the playoffs, that sort of thing. So we threw her a surprise party at the Divine Lorraine Motel.
Y'all didn't know?
And
it was open to the public.
We couldn't announce it. And I guess the way that Stacey's parties are, like they instantly sell out. So I will say, though, that I had so much fun that Stacey and I talked about, hey,
we reunited, it feels so good.
Right.
All right, y'all. You know what season it is. 'Tis the season for spring breaking and planning our summer travel. And if you're like me, you're already in your Airbnb app trying to find which spot is right for you. Now, listen, while I'm looking to spend all this money, what I'm not doing is thinking about making money with Airbnb. See, you got to change your mind state. Make the money while you're spending the money. How, you say, Laia, do I make the money? Well, you host at your house. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, my whole house? No, you don't have to do your whole house. I mean, you could do a room or, you know, do the whole house. So make some money while you're spending some money this summer. I'm trying to tell you, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, Questlove. I'm Benjamin. I'm from Germantown.
Germantown, hello. How you doing, Benjamin?
Good, good. I have a question. I saw you a long time ago at the Middle East, and there was a battle between Scratch and Raza.
You were there that night?
Yep. And I used to see you every Monday at Silk City with Britt.
Yo, that night, okay, so
Just real quick, my question.
Oh.
Who did you like working with more, Scratch or Razelle?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Well, here's the weird thing. So the story of that night, the Roots did a show at the Middle East in Philadelphia, and I guess, you know, Scratch was in another Philadelphia group Schools of Thought, and, you know, we had Razelle in the group, and I guess, like, you know, it's possible that Scratch thought that he's the only beatbox of that level in existence. So when we came with Razelle, I guess his friends were gassing him up, like, oh, man, they saw Schools of Thought and put a beatboxer in. But the way the Roots are is, like, if we see somebody dope, we just, like, you know, the way that we pull Bill into this podcast, we just, hey, you play tuba? Join the Roots. Like, remember when the Roots were just a trio? And yeah. Now we're like Earth, Wind & Fire with 12 members? It's just, we don't get rid of members. Well, maybe a few. But there's, you know, people just join the fray. So during that whole performance, Scratch and that entire crew did the Mel D. Cole and just had middle fingers up. And it was just so random. Like, why are you guys putting middle fingers up? I thought we were cool. And so they battled. And, you know, then the show ended. And then we got the last word. We're like, oh, you want to battle? We're going to steal your member. Get over here. And then we stole Scratch from that group and put him in the group with Razelle. I don't know. I have fond memories of working with both, you know. So shout out to Scratch and Razelle. I don't have a favorite. I love them both. Thank you.
Good answer. McDowell's. I love it.
Thank you, brother.
McDowell's. I love that. Nice.
Thank you, sir. God bless y'all. My name is Jay.
Hello, Jay.
AKA 6ix9ine. Not sure why they call me
why,
that.
Why? Yeah, I was like, do we want to probe further into that?
We'll talk. Okay. Anyway. We're not talk. I'll tell you. Anyway.
Thank you.
I'm from P-Town, Virginia, home of Missy Elliott.
Okay. Yes. All
right. And,
oh, man.
What? Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I know how you... Trust me, I've been listening since Maya Rudolph.
Okay.
So I already know the interesting Twitter relationship. So... So one of the commonalities... I thought my voice is gone because of the Wells Fargo Center yesterday. I was super excited and I lost my voice, so I apologize.
Thank you.
One of the commonalities between a lot of you is my man, James Yancey.
Yes.
God... I'm getting this video because y'all don't understand how often, like Monday morning when those notifications hit that a new Questlove Supreme episode is on, I'm listening to it at work every single time.
Thank you, brother. I'm listening to the classics.
I mean, I listen to them over and over. I put my friends on right now. They listen to State Property, but they'll be here.
Thank you.
But I'm telling you, I just wanted to ask because I read Dilettante and it talked about the beat battle that y'all had.
You in the Miller. Basement, yes.
Where he did the Ashley's Roach clip sample and destroyed that joint. And I play it all the time before I even knew about it. But I understand, of course, with Little Brother having a track together that was supposed to happen, and y'all left his name in there anyway, which was beautiful to me. So And I know Steve has been engineering with him, of course, with like the like Water for Chocolate and things of that nature. So I wanted to ask you all, the ones that have a relationship with Dilla, what was your best moment musically with him?
I can go quick because mine is probably the quickest story out of everybody. We never got the chance to work on music together, but we did meet. It was at Rock the Bells in 2004. And it was four or five, something like that. But anyway, we were working on Minstrel Show, and by the time we got to Rock the Bells, Hiding Place was already done. When we reached out to him, we wanted him to rhyme. Originally, Hiding Place was going to be him and Elzai rhyming on it. We wanted both of them. But at the time, we didn't know how sick he was, and we were recording in North Carolina, but we couldn't figure it out. But anyway, we saw him some months later at Rock the Bells, and I got a chance to play it for him. And I played him a track, and I was like, yo, man, this is what we wanted you on, but we got L on it. We finished it. You know, hope you like it. And we just played it, and, like, he was nodding to it, and after it was over, he was like, yo, it's dope. It's dope. Like, he didn't really say a whole lot, but he was like, yo. He dapped me up, and I was like, yo, man, just thank you for the music, man. Like, you really are, like, kind of was like our North Star in a lot of ways, you know? So I was just thankful I got to give him those flowers, and him and Madlib Rock, they did a J-Lib set. And that was it. So, yeah, R.I.P.
You?
It was at Electric Lady. It was probably Water for Chocolate Sessions, and Dilla was using my personal MPC, the 2000. Which
I hear still, I broke it.
You're still using it now.
But yeah.
He was using that one. And y'all were huddled around him, you, Common, James, whoever was there, Pino. And everybody was just watching him make a beat on the MPC. Everybody was studying.
Right.
Like it was a bunch of gods watching another god.
Yes.
You know, like do what they do. That was like, that. I don't remember what song it was or anything, but that was, you know, at the studio.
Here's a story that I don't think I ever shared before. Like, I know that the opinions of Common's Electric Circus album have changed in the last 20 years. Like, there was a lot of snark in the beginning, a lot of he fell off, he got whatever. And then people came around to it. And I know that one of the most difficult songs to sort of digest was Jimmy Was a Rock Star. And here's the thing. The next to time traveling on like Water for Chocolate, that's literally, I think time traveling and Jimmy Was a Rock Star was one of the only times in which the four original Soulquarians, James, D'Angelo, Dilla, myself, actually played like together at the same time. So for time traveling, Dilla was on Rhodes doing the bass line first. And then I came on, and then James is on the organ. Then D'Angelo came in last and did that little woodblocky thing that's on Common's verse. But the jam session that resulted into Jimmy Was a Rock Star, like I think the raw tape is like that was damn near like a 30-minute jam session that I didn't expect to ever see the light of a day on a record, but Common was just at a place where if it didn't sound like a head nodder thing, then he was going to put it on the record. So we were just fucking around with like new keyboards and technology because when we first started the project, Dilla's like, all right, everything that we used to do, do the opposite. So new keyboards, new drum machines, new... I didn't change my drums. I refused to. But like...
And like Pro Tools instead of tape and just a whole
yeah, like we just did era. The exact opposite of like Water for Chocolate. And with him, like he was just messing around with different frequencies and different new moogs and all that stuff. So we were just fucking around. And then next thing I know, Common found a good 9 minute inside that 30-minute psychedelic jam. And next thing I know, it was a complete song. So... Also, what's good about that was when we were doing the final mix, that's when Prince came to visit us. So in addition, like Prince and Dilla worked, I like the fact that Star 69, they're on that track together. You know, Dilla started the track and then Prince came and added his guitar parts later. So, you know.
Wow.
Cool, cool, cool Dilla stories.
Wow.
Listen, y'all, I think that's a wrap. Before we go, oh, things to look forward to. I was thinking we could share with everybody coming up Questlove Supreme episodes that you might want to pay attention to. I'm going to just shout out President Bill Clinton.
That's right.
Yeah. That happened in real life and in person. Yeah.
Yes, Bill Clinton.
And all
William
we did
Jefferson
was,
Clinton.
We talked about music. That's all we did. He closes out Black Music Month, so just want to say that. And make sure you go check out Fonte tomorrow.
Yeah, we're performing three.
They're three with Little Brother.
Oh, three? Shit, don't
and
three.
In a half hour, I'll be on stage with the world famous Isley Brothers.
Yes!
Oh,
yeah. Yes!
Yes, sir. And we are not doing the C word, so I'm sorry.
And don't forget to watch the Tonys to see if Bill comes out a winner again.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to buy all of Steve's records.
Yeah, buy them all.
And then, you know, listen to all my podcasts. All right, that's all I ask. And we'll be giving away the rest of this free shit right in front of the stage if y'all want something, because we love y'all. You ain't even got to pay for it. Yeah,
I got a meet and greet over there. Sugar Steve meet and greet to the left.
Thank you, Mommy. Thank you for coming.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Cousin Darryl. All right. Thank you, Mother Knows. Shout out to all
Donald,
my radio
thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Yes.
Support Krugman, and thank you for coming to the Bruce Picnic. See y'all later.
Thank y'all.
Peace, y'all.
Questlove Supreme is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.